When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. Okay, we are back with Sir Croakington, and now we will be going to level 10 of Wackner's Mad. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance as you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you're now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 10 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. Okay, I'm near the southwest corner, and this looks to be a very, very small level of the dungeon, but we shall see. Alright, making my way north. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackner's Labyrinth. A mechanical ogre, his torso, head and hulking limbs formed out of a haphazard collection of iron and copper, stomps towards you out of the gloom ahead. The monstrous creation, its gaping maw filled with jagged metal teeth, rattles loudly as it moves in to attack. Mechanical ogre, let us begin. Taunts forward and attacks, and it is slain for 13 XP. You step away from the remains of the mechanical ogre and take a few moments to check over your equipment before setting off to resume your exploration of this level. Another mechanical ogre, just going to quick combat that. Another 13 XP. I mean, it all adds up. Okay, and this dungeon is a 5x5. It's just a 5x5 square, and the very northeast and the very southwest corners just aren't there, and I'm going one off that. Five iron eyes are engraved upon the back wall of this alcove. The engraved eyes surround a small rectangular impression which is set into a thin iron plate. Five dials are attached to a pitted piece of metal. Looks as if the iron plate could be removed from the wall. Remove the iron plate. Despite a truly heroic effort, the iron plate refuses to budge. The curious item remains firmly affixed to the back of the rectangular impression. Okay, five eyes are engraved upon the back wall. Okay, five eyes. Okay, I'm going to set all the dials. Set the dials on 3 and 1 to I. Alright, setting the northwest to I. Moving along to the northeast. Along the moving floor, but the dual studded boots help with that. Set to I to the northeast. And then the southeast, set to I. Here we go. And lastly, on this floor, is the southwest. Over the moving floor, set to I. And then, step on the engraves. No, I don't want to go down. Okay, go to the other side to make my way up. So putting a grey slab to floor 1. Northern impression. Okay, and Alright, and to the next dial, set that to I. Alright, we've got five eyes. Alright, now we're going to make my way out of the dungeon. And then back to floor 10. Place my hand in the impression. Zoop out. Step on the engraved spear. Down to floor 10. And pause. Yeah, check out the northeast corner. There's a lot of question marks in the middle of this floor. I'm not even exploring those yet. Another mechanical ogre blocks my path. But not for long. Alright. Remove the iron plate. 64 XP to general. Much to your surprise, the iron plate nearly falls into your hands as the tips of your fingers brush against its plitted surface. In the glow of your light source, you carefully examine the curious object. It's the iron plate of dials. Five small dials are attached to the pitted surface of this thin iron plate. Three engravings, an eye, a moon and a skull, have been etched upon each dial. Immediately upon acquiring the curious item, you realise that by changing the positions of the dials on the plate, you could remotely change the positions of the dials you discovered elsewhere in the labyrinth. Woohoo! This is so convenient. Now I don't have to go around and zoop to the first and the third floor all the time. It also means that you could change the dials when you can't go to the first and the third floor. So I could just adjust them. Just change the dials. Just change them. Whenever. I just click this button to adjust the dials. And then, yep. It makes it quite clear. Level 1 I, level 1 northwest corner I, level 1 north east corner I, southeast corner I, southwest corner I. I know that because I literally just changed them. And that's the last time in the game that I will be zooping back to the third and first floor. Because now I have this dial and you can just change it. Just change it yourself. I can change it to anything I want. Yay, it's so convenient. But I guess the real reason they did that is the game goes, okay, people have figured out the go back to the first and third floor. They get it. Let's not have them do it again. Here's something to do it for you. And I guess Wagner knew that as well and thought, if we have people having to go back to the first and third floor, they're going to be really annoyed at me. And I don't want to be punched in the face when they finally get to me. Yeah, I'm so annoyed going back to the first and third floor all the time. It's not really help. You're not uncovering anything. It's not a test. It's just annoying. Punch. That's for making me go back to the first and third floor all those times. So he thinks, I don't want to be punched. So he made the iron plate of dials. The most convenient item. Four small dials are attached to the pitted surface of the thin iron plate. Three engravings, an eye, a moon and a skull, have been etched around each dial. You quickly realise that by changing the positions on the dials of this plate, you could likewise change positions of the dials you discovered on levels 1 and 3 of the labyrinth. After carefully studying the placements of the dials, you were able to determine which dial in the labyrinth will be affected by the adjustment of its counterpart on the iron plate. Hopeful that the acquisition of the strange item will save you from having to trek back through the maze's upper levels, you carefully place it in amongst your belongings. And then the game explicitly says, yeah, that's what it does. To use the iron plate and change the setting of the labyrinth dials, view the iron plate of dials in your inventory by clicking on its name and clicking the adjust the dials link. I'm gonna definitely five eyes have engraved on the back wall of the alcove. The engraved eyes surround the wall. It's what I take your impression. No, wait a minute. Alright, iron plate of dials. Use it. Wait a minute. Now you can't use it. You actually have to click on it to. You actually have to click on it to bring up the adjust the dials thing. So it's not used. Because it's the adjust the dials link, which is different from the user link, so it doesn't get on the putting it on the recently used tab actually doesn't help. But I guess a little bit of inconvenience is allowed, considering how much convenience it is otherwise granting you. Okay. Now it is time to explore all the question marks in the middle, starting with the northern of making the question marks in the middle, five of them making a plus sign, try to thank the north of them. Five engravings adorn the broad square in the dark. Adorn a broad square set into the dark stone set into the middle of this section of the iron labyrinth. The engraving in the middle of the square is an eye. The engraving in upper left corner is the moon. The engraving in upper right corner is a moon. The engraving in the lower right corner is the moon. The engraving in the lower left corner is a moon. So eye at the top and then moons all around. Let's adjust this dial. Alright, iron plate of dials. Adjust the dial, so I already forgot. I moon moon moon. I moons all round. Set the dial, go back. Alright, and then I'll go to the center. Massive stone sarcophagus cradled by two lengths of thick black chain. By two lengths of thick black chain is suspended nearly a foot off the floor in the center of this passage dungeon. The heavy stone lid of the sarcophagus is in place, preventing you from knowing what lies within the ornate hanging burial box. Okay, and what's the and the west of the plus? Okay, then. I mean, I'm going to change it, but how do I change it? The engraving in the middle of the square of the skull. Okay, skull and then eyes all round. Skull, I set the dials. Okay, suddenly, a massive stone sarcophagus cradled by. Yep. We have a suddenly a sarcophagus. 128 experience to general. With a loud, reverberating sound of stone grating on stone, the massive lid of the hanging sarcophagus slides sideways from its perch. Much to astonishment, the lid remains suspended in the mid-air. Midair at the side of the sarcophagus. You cautiously peer into the burial box, surprised to discover it's empty. Particular item may be of use here. Well, a sarcophagus? What do you put in a sarcophagus but bodies? Admittedly, I don't have a regular body. Well, other than my own. And there's no option to jump in the sarcophagus, because I think you realise that is a really, really bad idea. Also, Sir Crocodile's body wouldn't fit. Even if she did. She's too small. She's too small. And even if she used her growing, she'd be the wrong shape. Yeah, she's got to use for getting another body. Now, of course, a real human body, well, can't find one of those, because one, that would be incredibly immoral. Well, admittedly, we could just get a buried one. And I think I'd say, after 124 years, I don't really care whether you dig them up or not. Because there's no one around anymore who would actually care. I mean, there's a wall. I mean, if someone does kick up a fuss, you can say, okay, fine, I won't. Because it's just not worth getting into that hassle. It's just a hassle. Well, if you can avoid it. Yeah, but I mean, if it's there, you can just go, oh, I mean, we can do dig it up. I know, I've dug up Victorian burials, and nobody kicked up a fuss. Because nobody was around. I just dug them up. You can do all your sizey things, and then put them back. Just out of a general sense. I mean, eventually you put them back, but nobody. But nobody's actually hurt. if you dig up a burial of someone who everyone who knows him is dead, unless, of course, they're trying to, you know, put on a show. And maybe they want to put on a show. Maybe they have a severe reason to put on a show, but your feelings aren't actually hurt if that happens. You're just pretending your feelings are hurt because you think that's what they should be hurt. Anyway, the point of that is I use the large metal items. A large metal torso, use. In fact, you only have to use one, and then you feel like, oh yeah, I use all of them at once. You don't use them one at a time. 256 experiences to second to general. Because I guess it's one of them, alright, you figured out what you got to do. Let's just do it. Just do it. We know that you know what you got to do, so just like with using the dial, there's no and then spend the next several minutes having you prove it. We know it. We know you know what you want to gotta do. So let's just say, okay, you figured it out. Let's just go through the boring bit. And then all the large metal arm, leg, torso and head items, they're gone. They're in the box. Yes, I think that is, it's kind of like with the dial. We know you figured it out. Let's just skip the boring bit. Put up, do. And here's a thing to just zoop. There they are. The thing you figured out. We know you figured it out, just by confirming you figured it out. Yeah, you figured it out, let's just skip ahead. Now, 256 experience to general, which is actually the 64 experience to general, you would have got times 4 that you would have got by solving it by using each item individually. It's just, here you go. You figure it out. Just, here's the puzzle. No messing around. Just like the dial. The arms, leg, head and torso you discovered in the upper levels of the labyrinth now fill the ornate burial box. That's a very convenient thing. And to the south and to the east are some more dials. Are some more symbols of the dials. In the south it's I. Moon, skull, eye. But I'm not even sure they'll do anything yet. But so I'm gonna leave off adjusting any dials until I know. Okay, and I mean the southwest corner. A short, encrypted verse has been engraved on the wall in this section of the corridor. Examine the engraved verse. Okay, look at it. Okay. Start to the west and complete the circle. Recall the placement on 3. And remember that the one alone holds the center. Yeah, and that is this thing. Use the dial. Yeah, that's just to clarify. Use the dial. Just in case you haven't figured it out yet. But the thing is, it's not telling you to use the dial. Because you know, you figured out to use the dial. And here's it's telling you the order to use the dial. Because now you figured out, we can mess it up a bit. And they're using it a bit more creatively. Rather than just, here are the dials, use the dials. It goes, how do you use the dials? When do you use the dials? In what order do you use the dials? So we use them to the west and to the north. Remembering that one alone holds the centre. Okay, but let's see what happens. We've done the west and we've done the north. Or have we done the west and we've done the north? And anyhow, we'll assume that we've done the west and we've done the north. Okay, let's check out the southeast corner. A stone lever protrudes from the narrow slot cut into the floor here. The lever has been moved all the way to the right. Push the lever to the left. The lever refuses to budge. And this part of the dungeon is, hey, do you know how to use the dial? Do you? Anyway, this floor is just, let's confirm. This is, I'm sure there's some technical term for it that game designers use. Something like introduction. Use and then confirmation, something like that. There's probably an official term for it. An official term for this sort of puzzle bit, and you'll probably find it somewhere on the Game Design Workshop YouTube channel or something like that. Anyway, this official term, this, the official term for this stage, and whatever it is, this is it. I don't know quite what the official term for this. Yes, you've got, okay, we know it, you know it, let's not mess around. We know it, you know it, but we'll just confirm, you can confirm that you've figured out the puzzle, and then we can start using it more. In more exciting ways. Just confirm, yeah, we're going to be using this puzzle a lot in the future. You will not be able to advance if you haven't figured it out. It's just, yeah, there's no way it's this confirms. confirms. It confirms that you figured it out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You could not get to this floor by randomly blibbling around with the dials. This confirms that you know how the dials work. We're going to be using these dials a lot. So, yeah. Do you know the dials? If you do, you can advance. If you don't, if you're just blibbling about, you can't advance. This is no blubblers. No blubblers allowed. No blubblers. No blubbling. No blubbling on the 11th floor. No blubbling. No blubbling. Yeah, that's my word. No blubbling. No blubbling. No blubbling. That's my word. I don't know what the official term is, but I'm going to call it blubbling. No blubbling. Yeah, that's the word. That's the word for now. For someone who kind of gets the puzzle and gets lucky, they're blubblers. No blubblers allowed. No blubblers get to the 11th floor. It is all about people who have actually figured it out. No blubblers. Before that, I had some vague sadness, but I think that is gone. Okay, but anyway, what is I just felt great because I said a silly word. That is the feeling you get when, one, you won't be prattling about, will be a lot easier, and I said a silly word, and I said it in a silly way. No blubblers, no blubblers, 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 blubblers. I'm just going to say that 3 more times. Blubble, blubble, blubble. Okay, I probably won't be laughing like that much more, but if I do, blubble. That's why. All right, go north. No, apparently I hadn't quite finished with it. Alright, a little bit of sorry, but I've earned it. I earned it on the previous floors. Alright, the northeast corner. And that is the inverted pyramid formation for your blubblers. This is the blubblers floor. whatever that means, whatever the official term is, it's Bubblers! 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 Bubblers indeed! It is Bubblers time! To the highest! yes. Alright, if you can't Bubblers, as I said, all that stuff, you can't advance if you can't. You haven't figured it. If you. No Bubblers allowed! There's a mechanical ogre. Just some regular fighting to mix up the Bubblers! Wait, is I'm not quite sure what Bubblers means. Is it people who kind of not quite got the puzzle? Or is it the act of... Is it the very act of getting the puzzle? Not 100% sure what Bubblers means. But whatever that is, this floor is the Bubblers floor! Bubblers, Bubblers, Bubblers! 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 It's so much better when you give it a silly name. Okay, we've done the west to the east. We've done the west and the north. Now the south. Okay. The south bit. No, wait. The east bit. Is moon. Moon. Skull. Skull. Eye moon. Moon. Skull. Skull. Eye moon. Moon. Skull. Skull. Eye moon. Just to confirm. Okay. I'm just gonna write that down. I don't want to use those pieces of paper. They're kind of important. I want to use a piece of paper that is kind of important. I want to use a piece of paper that doesn't have any other Bubblers to it. Alright, here we are. Just random notebook. Okay, just first page of the random notebook. M.S. M-S-S-E-M. Imsum. Imsum it is. Let's Imsum the dial. Bubblers! Bubblers. Look at the dials. Adjust the dials. Mse. Moon. Moon. Skull. Skull. Eye. Moon. Set the dial and go. Now for the last of the Bubblers. Bubblers! You know what? I'm going to do the next floor as well. Anyway, the final Bubblers to the south is I, moon, skull, eye. I, moon, skull, eye. Imbsess is this Bubblers. I, moon, skull, eye, Bubblers. I don't think that's an acronym, but maybe it is. Maybe Bubblers is an acronym, but what it's an acronym for, I do not know. I just like saying that word. Set the dials. Okay, can I pull the lever? All right, did I miss Bubeles? I miss Bubeles! Okay, maybe I done north then west. Okay. Yeah, I probably did north then west or something like that. Anyway, let us start again with the Bubeles. Okay. Was it? I start at the west, right? Examining grave worst. Starts to the west and complete the circle. Now, yeah, that's the poem. Anyway, go west clockwise. Yeah, that is how to do the puzzle. Got one alone. Hold to center. And there's the dial. There's a sarcophagus. Don't put yourself in it. Do not put yourself in a sarcophagus. That would be a very bad idea. It's a general rule. Don't go in a sarcophagus unless you're dead. Although, admittedly, some of them are really comfy. Maybe if you just checked with everyone, and you blink a little bit so everybody knows you're not dead. Maybe lounging around a sarcophagus might be nice for a bit, but just a bit, not too long. Otherwise, you might get buried alive. Bubeles. Okay, skull, I. Adjust the dials. Skull, I set the dials. Alright, and then north. I. Moon. Adjust the dials. I. Moon. I, quadruple moon. And I already wrote down down the numbers for the next bits, so I don't even have to look at that because I wrote it down. Adjust the dials. M. S. S. E. M. Set the dials. And the last one. Adjust the dials. I. Moon. Skull. I. Now, if I've not been a total Bubeles, I should be able to pull the lever. Right, the lever has been moved all the way. So I like move the lever to the left. Wait, the lever. I'm such a Bubeles. Right, can I just place my hand in impression? Nothing up. I'm such a Bubeles. Mechanical ogre. Suddenly. As you step past the crusted metal, all that remains of the fearsome mechanical foe, you suddenly spot something sparkling beneath the slain automaton's left arm. You quickly displaced the battered metal limb and are surprised to discover a sparkling gold key. You promptly displace the key and note with great curiosity that it sparkles brilliantly when placed between your thumb and forefinger. Sparkling gold key. This brilliant gold key sparkles brilliantly whenever you grasp it between your thumb and forefinger. Use it so it's on the quick use button. Sparkling gold key. After carefully tucking the key amongst your belongings, you once again set off on the gloomy maze passage. Okay, can I pull the lever now? Lever refuses to budge. I'm feeling like a total boobalez. Maybe I can't pull the lever until I've slain enough mechanical ogres. Exploration status. No wandering foes remain. Okay, now can I pull the lever? The lever refuses to budge. I'm a total boobalez. Alright. Starting to the west. Skull. I. Alright, you know, I'm just going to pause it while I confirm I'm not a total boobalez. We have a suddenly. I've got to the middle and we have a suddenly. A massive stone sarcophagus, cradled by two limbs of thick black chain, is suspended nearly a foot off the floor in the centre of this passage dungeon. The heavy stone lid of sarcophagus now floats in mid-air next to the burial box, which is now filled with pieces of metal ogre you've collected. Suddenly, 250 Sys experience to general, with a loud reverberating sound of stone grating on stone. The massive lid of the hanging sarcophagus slides back into place atop the ornate burial box. Okay, now to go to the east. Okay, can I pull the lever now? Pull the lever to the left. The lever refuses to budge. Okay. Check out the east one. That is moon. Skull, eye moon. Yeah, as I just went down. Okay, adjust the dials. I think you've got to go to the middle each time, just to reasons. To confirm you're not being a total boobalez. Boobalez! Oh, here's another boobalez. We've got a suddenly. 256 experience to general. Oh, yeah. This is the boobalez. 256 experience to general. A shudder runs along the passage as the floor beneath the sarcophagus suddenly slides open, revealing a broad, dark shaft directly below the suspended burial box. Okay, and to the south. The south is I. Well, as I went down, I. Moon, skull, I. Yeah, as I just went down. Anyway, to the dials. It's a bit easier to find it because fortunately all your misc items are in alphabetical order from bottom to top. So if you know what I'm looking for and you're not a total boobalez, you'll easily find it. Iron plate of dials, adjust the dials. I moon skull. I set the dials to the middle. You hear a sharp echoing click from somewhere south and east of here. That probably means I can pull the lever now. Because just to confirm, I'm not a boobalez. Boobalez! 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 push the lever to the left. I am not a total boobiles. 385 experience to general. You push the lever as far as it will go to the left. As in response to your action, a low rumbling sound echoes along the passages, swiftly fading to silence. Okay, let's go look at this dial again. You are certain that you will see the sarcophagus and its contents again. Okay, now I think I can go down. Place your hand in the impression. Okay. We're nearly at 45 minutes. If I hadn't messed about a bit, we probably could have. In fact, I know if I don't mess around from the previous time we did it with Zoop, we could have done two floors in one episode. But all my laughing and saying boobles, boobles, boobles means this has been stretched to a whole episode. You place your hand into a hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment, your entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 320 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engravings that adorn its rugged surface. You immediately realise that the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has been unlocked, and also I am not a total boobles! Boobles, boobles, boobles! Alright, step onto the engraved flag. Slab down to floor 11. I'm now on floor 11. Just have a look around, because if I leave, I probably be. There's a pretty good chance that I'll have to do the entire floor. And we're already. If we've passed 45 minutes. If we do this floor, we'll go well past an hour. And I think that's kind of a rule I have. Don't go well over an hour. And that's just the rules with podcasts. Don't go well over an hour. Don't go well under an hour. If it's well under an hour, people will be like, you could have done more. I don't. People are like, oh, I'll be spending almost as much time fiddling around choosing the next podcast as I do listening to the podcast. Okay, that's an exaggeration. And if you go well over now, you're like, oh, you're like, okay, but I'm already there. I don't want to be. You'll be like, that's too long. That is too long. That's the rules. Still around about an hour. With a few exceptions. But usually stay around about an hour. Okay, back up. Stack pyramid formation means up. So step on the engraved slab. Move to the first floor. Let's get out of the mad Eastern impression. And I can get out of the mad. Easy peasy. Move away from here. Let us go to Ashlea. And then Sir Crookington can rest a bit. While probably confusing a lot of people by saying, boobles! 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 But anyway, next episode, we'll see what's going on in floor 11. Unless you're a total boobles. And I'm a total boobles. But anyway, until then, Farewell, fellow adventurers. Boobiness. All right, save. Stop.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.